So the British government has decided to send depleted uranium ammunition into Ukraine as part of its package of support accompanying the Challenger 2 tanks that they've already committed to provide to the Ukrainian armed services. This comes in the aftermath of Russia making it quite clear that they view any introduction of depleted uranium ammunition into the Ukrainian theater of operations as an escalation, one that could, if left unchecked, lead to more nuclear options being considered. Why would Russia be so concerned about this? On the one hand, depleted uranium anti-tank rounds are a very effective tank killer, so much so that the Soviet Union used to use depleted uranium penetrating rods in their own tank ammunition. But the Russians, unlike NATO, unlike the United States, unlike Great Britain, did an evaluation of the impact that depleted uranium has not only on their own soldiers, but on the civilians who will be called upon to live on the battlefield once the war stops. You see, there is some experience in this regard. There's the conflict in Kosovo. NATO fired over 30,000 depleted uranium rounds during the short conflict in Kosovo. Now, NATO, Great Britain, and others say there was no impact on this, negligible. But a study that was published by the National Institute for Health found that there was actually a marked increase in cases of leukemia because of depleted uranium. But if you don't accept the Kosovo results, all you have to do is go to Iraq, where the United States used tons of depleted uranium, and the camp contamination is so widespread that thousands of children have been born with deformities, horrible deformities, cancers on the rise. But the United States suppresses this because we don't want to take ownership for what we have done, because we too use depleted uranium rounds. You know, what is Russia's response going to be? We don't know, but this is yet another in a string of the irresponsible, provocative escalatory moves by NATO, by the United States, by Great Britain in support of Ukraine.